This is Newsbreak.
Vancouver Society in Support of Democratic Movement and 12 other organizations based in Canada and the U.S. urged the Canadian government to monitor the constitutional development in Hong Kong. They also called on the Canadian government to press the Chinese government to honor their promises to the people of Hong Kong on one country, two systems, stated in the Sino-British Joint Declaration of 1984 and the Constitution of Hong Kong, the Basic Law.
香港征普选外界回应支持。温哥华支持民主运动联盟和其他12个在加拿大和美国的组织发表公开信，敦促加拿大政府监察香港的政改发展。他们还呼吁加拿大政府敦促中国政府履行自己的承诺，即履行1984年中英联合声明中关于香港实行一国两制和香港基本法的宪法规定。
Since Britain agreed to return Hong Kong to China in 1984, democracy supporters in the city-state have hoped to someday elect their chief executive and legislative council members by true universal suffrage without control by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
从1984年英国同意香港回归中国大陆开始，香港的民主支持者们就希望有一天能够通过普选选出行政长官和立法会议员，而不受中共控制。
On August 31st, China's National People's Congress announced that Beijing intends to pre-screen candidates in the election of Hong Kong's next chief executive. The two or three candidates in the election will be required to gain 50% approval from a 1,200-member committee dominated by pro-Beijing representatives.
8月31日，中共人大常委就香港政改作出决定，否决了公民提名。规定特首候选人必须得到过半数的提名委员会支持，方能参选特首选举。而提名委员会由1200名成员组成，其中大多数都是亲共人士。
Thousands of democracy advocates took to the streets of Hong Kong upon hearing the news. Protesters held signs saying, "The CCP lied to us. I want genuine universal suffrage. Central dishonesty. Shameful screening."Martin Lee, founder of Hong Kong's Democratic Party, made a speech at the rally. Hong Kong people will have one person, one vote, but Beijing will select all the candidates, puppets. What's the difference between a rotten apple, a rotten orange, and a rotten banana?
听到这个消息后，成千上万的民主活动人士走上香港街头抗议。示威者们举着标牌，上面写着共产党骗了我们，我要真普选，中央失信。筛选可耻等标语。香港民主党创始人之一李柱铭在集会上指出，港人可参加一人一票的选举，不过候选人由北京指定，就像木偶一样，烂苹果、烂橘子和烂香蕉之间有什么区别？
In response to the election plan, leaders of the pro-democracy movement Occupy Central with Peace and Love say that Hong Kong has entered an era of civil disobedience.Civil disobedience in Hong Kong has created much resonance around the world.
和平战中发起人戴耀廷则宣告，香港正式踏进公民抗争的大时代。港人的公民抗命在海外华人中引发了回应。
North American Alliance for Democracy in China, NAADC, Vancouver Society in Support of Democratic Movement, andAnother 11 organizations wrote an open letter on September 2nd to the Canadian government and fellow Canadians. The letter urged Canadians to take a strong stand in the preservation of the dignity of the Hong Kong people.
温哥华支持民主运动联盟、北美民主阵线等13个组织在9月2号发出一封关注香港政改的公开信，信中呼吁加拿大政府和加拿大人民支持香港人民维护尊严。
Citizen Power for China stated on August 31st in Washington, the communist regime has once again demonstrated its perfidy and encouraged people to support the Occupy Central with love and peace. Citizen Power for China President Yang Jianli said, Our statement is to pay solidarity to Occupy Central movement. We also explained in the statement, according to the situation, we can mobilize the international community and citizens in mainland China to join the solidarity of democracy in Hong Kong.
人权组织公民力量31号在华盛顿发表声明，谴责中共政府再次背信弃义，并呼吁海内外民主人士全力支持和平占领中环活动。公民力量主席杨建立表示，我们发表声明是为了声援香港的占中活动。在声明中，我们也说明了，根据那边的情况，我们可以调动国际社会和中国内地的公民，能够一起加入到声援香港民主派的行列中去。
1989 student movement leader Wang Dan also issued a statement on August 31st expressing support for Occupy Central. He stated that once the communist regime starts the armed repression, worldwide operation to promote Occupy Central for Nobel Peace Prize will be launched.
六四学运领袖王丹等人也在31号发表声明，表示支持占中活动。声明中说，一旦中共用武力镇压占中活动，将立即在全世界发动为占中港人争取诺贝尔和平奖的行动。